ever heard of Muslims saving Jews.
So when photographer Norman Gershman heard their story, he decided to visit Albania and meet the surviving families who had sheltered Jews.
I wanted to go to Albania first to discover for myself these people. Who are they?
For the past 6 years, Gershman, a fine art photographer whose work is typically displayed in museums, traveled throughout Albania and Kosovo. He photographed most of his subjects in their homes, often with objects that were significant to the people they sheltered. In one photograph, a man stands with three Jewish prayer books that a family left behind after the war.
I'll never forget this. We were at this guy's home, and he was looking at us sort of like angrily. And through the interview, he said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And we said, "Well, your family saved this Jewish family." And he looked at it, he says, "So what? Any Albanian would have done the same thing. We did nothing special." And he meant it.
The Albanians have a word for this, besa. It translates as word of honor. And it's a cultural precept unique to Albania.
The word besa in Albania is kind of protection. When they host a guest, the Albanians, it's a rule in Albania. They protect them with their own lives.
Alberto Colonimos was born in 1933 in a town just north of Albania, in what was then Yugoslavia. He was 10 years old when his family fled to Albania.
There were about 7,200 Jews living in that area. They deported them to the concentration camp. They deported them all the way to Treblinka. They killed them all. Nobody came back. But about 50 families escaped a week or 2 weeks before the deportation.
A wealthy man who worked in a tobacco factory took in the Colonimos family. Unlike many Jews in other parts of Europe who survived the war in cellars and attics, Jews in Albania were given Muslim names and treated as honored guests. Colonimos explains that under besa, Albanians must put their guests before their family.
They really hit us with their lives. They knew that the Germans, the consequences, if they catch them hiding Jews, the consequences were very, very, very stiff, so that they would be shot. But anyways, when they have that besa, they will not denounce their guests. They were amazing people.
Norman Gershman's black and white portraits have been in over 70 exhibitions around the world. For the rest of the year, they are on display for the first time in the American Midwest at Temple Emmanuel, a Reformed Jewish synagogue in St. Louis, Missouri.
Shabbat shalom. We are really delighted to have it, and we're really excited to see it, to see the interest.
Rabbi Justin Kerber has led the congregation here for a year and a half. He says he hopes that the exhibit will help start an interfaith dialogue in his own community that will spread to other parts of the country.
At this time when there's so much tension in the world and so much attention being paid to Jewish-Muslim conflict, it really is important for everyone to understand that that's not the whole story, that's not the only story, this is not the way things have to be, this is not the way things have always been, and I'm really looking forward to growing this relationship with the Islamic Foundation.
That hope is shared by Mufti Minhajuddin Ahmed, the Imam and Director of Religious Services of the Greater Islamic Foundation of St. Louis, which partnered with Temple Emmanuel for a panel discussion on the opening night of the exhibit.
I think at a time when the Jewish-Muslim relations are very sour due to many of the events taking place in the Middle East, this was a very timely and very much needed exhibition that highlights how Muslims have saved Jews, and these are the true teachings of Islam. And also this is an opportunity for others to learn that Islam may not be that religion that is born in violence. Rather, there are teachings of compassion and kindness.
The compassion and kindness, the besa, of the Albanian Muslims was recognized by Israel in 2007 when it awarded them one of the highest honors, the title Righteous Among Nations. It is granted only to non-Jews who saved the lives of Jews during the Holocaust. Norman Gershman's photographs of these men and women have been published in a book called Besa, Muslims Who Saved Jews During World War II. A documentary film based on Gershman's trip to Albania will be released next year. For VOA News, this is David Weinberg in St. Louis, Missouri.